In the last 2 weeks, we were learning the Sikha from the Rebbe about Nevuah and Shoftim. How there is Nevuah today, this prophecy, and even though there are different sources, that it seems that prophecy doesn't exist in this time. So the Rebbe explains that all these sources, what it really means is that prophecy is not as common as it used to be. But especially if you look in the Rambam, who is the one who gives the halachic ruling, halacha, the Rambam puts no conditions, not in space and not in time, but in any place in the world, in any time in the world, if there's a person who is worthy, he could be a Navi, and we have to listen to him. And after that, the Rebbe concluded that we should follow everything the Navi tells us and publicize what the Navi says, especially and first and foremost, the main Nebuah of this Navi, the Nebuah of the Alta, the Gula, the Alta, the Gula, and Hinei Zeh Mashiach Bo. So those of you who have the sheets from last week, it's a Ha'arah footnote 116, where the Rebbe is saying that this announcement that Mashiach's coming is imminent is being said as a Nebuah. And the Rebbe, in footnote 116, says that announcing that Mashiach is coming is not being said as a Chacham, and not being said as a Shofet, but as a Navi. In other words, there are three different titles that a Tzaddik could have. One is a Chacham, the other is a Shofet, the judge, or a Navi. In this case, it's being said as a Navi, Shazehu Bevados, and when it's being said as a Navi, it's with complete certainty. In order to understand this better, the Rebbe makes reference to a Maimah from the Alter Rebbe, and that's in footnote 116. The Maimah of the Alter Rebbe is a very short Maimah, so I want to go over it briefly. Being that I see you don't have it in front of you, so I'll just read it, translate it in English as I go along. The Alter Rebbe says like this: a person who is called a Chacham also is an individual. When we say Chacham, we don't just mean a smart person who has brains, intelligence. It's beyond that. It's a person who has the ability and is capable of comprehending Chochma Ilah, which is godly wisdom, to the extent that it can understand and perceive the wisdom of the future. But when he sees something of the future, when it comes through the chain of the different worlds, things could turn around. Even though he truly saw it in Chochma Ilah, but nevertheless, until it comes down, there could be things blocking. Let me explain this in a simple way, the way it's explained in other Maimarim. And that is that when a tzaddik comes, a tzaddik who has the ability to see what's going on, Lamayla, the Shamaya, and as a result of that, he knows the future, comes and says that in 2 years from now, this and this is going to happen. And then, sometimes, the 2 years pass, and it doesn't happen. How's that possible? The answer is because when he said it's going to happen, he based it on the fact that he saw in Shamayim that it happened already. So to give a simple analogy, if somebody would be standing on the top of a tall building, on top of the Empire State Building, and on that roof, a person would drop a ball, and the one on top of the building would communicate to the person standing on the street and say to them, I just dropped the ball. Now the person on the street will say to all the people around him, I want to tell you, I want to predict something. Within 30 seconds or in a minute, a ball is going to hit the floor. How does he have the power to know the future? Not that he knows the future. In reality, he knows the present. He knows that right now someone dropped a ball on the 100th story, and he calculated that from there to reach the floor takes 60 seconds. So he's able to tell everybody that in 60 seconds there's going to be a ball appearing here on the floor. Therefore, if a tzaddik sees lamayla and shamayim, something is happening, something spiritual, which is the cause for rain, let's say. And he knows that where he saw it, it takes 3 weeks until it comes down to this physical world. So he can say that in 3 weeks from today, on Tuesday afternoon, there's going to be a rain. Why? Because he actually saw it begin to be processed in the place where it wasn't Shemayim. So the question is, if that's the case, how is it possible that sometimes the tzaddik could predict something and it doesn't happen? And somebody would say, well, you did something wrong and it blocked the bracha or whatever. The answer is, because there are things that could happen in the way that will block that thing from materializing. Which means, again using the same analogy, if somebody's on the roof of the Empire State Building and they drop a ball and they know that it takes 60 seconds to hit the floor, and you're waiting and waiting and it never hit the floor, and you're wondering what happened. And the answer is because somebody on the 50th floor decided to stick out a big basket and the ball fell in and it never reached the floor. So it's true that he saw it being thrown from the roof. It's true that it was supposed to hit the floor in 60 seconds, but something came in the middle and blocked it. The same thing can happen, beruchnis. And let's say there's a certain bracha that's meant to take place, and the tzaddik sees that this bracha has already begun to be processed, and he knows that it's going to be completed in 3 years. And then, chas v'shalom, something doesn't happen, it means that in the process, someone did something, or someone didn't do something, for whatever reason, something came along which blocked it from going all the way full term to reach the ground, so to speak. So the bracha remained somewhere in a spiritual place and never reached and never manifested in the most physical form. That's a chacham. Mash'enkein Navi, the Alter Rebbe says, but if a Navi says something and he brings it out verbally, in that case it's different. When a Navi says something, then there's nothing that could stop it. It has to complete the process until it comes down to the Gashmiut of the world. In the Zohar, writes certain things about the future. And one of them is that he writes that in the year 5408, Mashiach is going to come. Which in our numbers, that's the year 48. So the Zohar says so, obviously he saw it. The Alter Rebbe says, yes, he saw it. He saw Mashiach and he saw how it's supposed to happen on that day. But obviously something happened which blocked it, so it never completed. And the Alter Rebbe concludes that if you're going to hear from a Navi about Mashiach's coming and it's going to be pronounced as a prophecy, then you know that it has to happen, because when a Navi says something, it must happen, the Gashmis in the physical realm, that's the Halacha, and therefore a Navi is different. This is the Maimer that the Rebbe makes reference to when he writes that what I'm saying in this Sikha, Mashiach is coming, is not being said as a Chacham but as a Navi. In other words, the prophecy that Mashiach's coming is now is not something which could be interrupted, discontinued, it could be blown by anything. It has to materialize the Gashmis as it was predicted. That's a very clear, very powerful thing. No, the Alter Rebbe said that there are predictions in earlier writings by the Zohar and others of dates when Mashiach is supposed to come. And when that date came, there were major changes in the world, but Mashiach didn't actually come. Why? Because whatever they saw didn't materialize, because things came and blocked. But then the Alter Rebbe says, if it'll ever happen, when it'll happen, that you'll hear it being pronounced by a Navi as a Nevuah, then you know that it must be the Gashmis, because that could never be stopped. So the Rebbe refers to this Maimer, and then says, and what I'm telling you now about Mashiach is being said as a Nevuah. Sikha, that's the whole Sikha is all about. That it's being said as a Nevuah. And therefore, it's with certainty. What does it mean, certainty? Nothing can happen that could block it, that could interrupt it, that you could lose the schus or whatever. It has to happen. So what I'm saying is, this happens to be one of the most powerful statements, besides that I've spoke hundreds of times about Mashiach, but there's always this thought that someone comes along. Didn't other tzaddikim also say that? And didn't things happen that we lost the schus or whatever, but here is the sikha. Okay, this is the conclusion of last week's shiur.